Hello guys, so good to be back. So I'm basically going to give you a recap of the ending bit of my year. It's not an apology for being absent, it's more of a what happened. Not an excuse, just facts. So I lost my phone, I got a job, I got a phone, I got responsibilities along with the job, and I realized I have borderline personality disorder. Yeah, that's more of the reason I've been here. So it's not just simple depression, it's actually a state of mind that basically doesn't go away. But then I'm in a really good place, and it's more because I got to be more self-aware. I started taking steps towards bettering my mental health. I've had a couple of reviews about from people who listen to my podcast, and I'm glad I'm making headway through people. With people. Sorry guys. Okay. Now let's go back. Hello guys, it's your favorite teen therapist Shalom Chris, and it's good to be back. So just to let you know that I have hit about 600 to 700 listens. Yeah, I know right. I miss you guys. Hi. I'm practically seeing you guys in front of me, and it's crazy, right? But whatever. What am I talking about today? The easiest way to live without being broken, without being heartbroken, without being self-broken, without just being broken. I've come up with a saying, expectations bring disappointment. Now, at first when I started this journey, I was like, how do I live life without expecting things from certain people? I mean, having a job gets you responsibilities. Being in a family means people have expectations of you. If you're an only child, people expect you to cater for the needs of your parents. Now, if you're whatever, people constantly drag you down with expectations. I didn't expect this, which is why they're like, I'm disappointed in you. I didn't, and then the following statement is, I didn't expect this from you. Why the hell are you expecting things from me? Why? We are basically all humans. Okay, Chris, calm down. I just got to live life from you. Do you understand? Maybe I got my life from you. If your mother kicks you out on the street, you don't expect her to do that. I'm sorry, but you do not have a right to expect anything. She did her duty by giving birth to you. That's all. From then on, you're supposed to be on your own. You understand? If she decides to kick you out, you thank her for all the years she kept you, and you go make your own life better. You understand? Nobody owes you shit. I think you need to go home with that mindset today. Nobody owes you shit in this life, ever. It's all on you now. You, we are all individuals. If you check it, no one is attached to anybody. Even conjoined twins want to be separated. Nobody owes you shit. So how about you drop all the stupid expectations which lead you to disappointment and depression? Calm down, okay? Calm the hell down and fix yourself. If you break a person's heart, why? It's because the person didn't expect you to break his or her heart. The person had too many expectations and was let down, and it was shattering. If the person had only taken each moment and be grateful for each moment, then you wouldn't be in that spot, or he or she wouldn't be in that spot. Nobody owes you shit, I repeat. Okay? That is the only thing I want you to pick out of this today. Nobody owes you shit. You live your life alone. If you want to do good, do good. If you have the ability to do good, do good. If you cannot do good, well, that's on you. That's your personal problem. Okay? That's like the wisest thing I heard last year from a friend. Hi. You keep saying that's your personal problem. Everybody has personal problems, so why are you trying to portray to pick your personal problems and put them on another person's head? You have expectations, that's your personal problem. Fix it. I'm sorry I cannot live up to your expectations. Why? Because I have my own expectations of myself. The only person you should expect anything from is yourself. That mindset, that mentality will take you a long way. Thank you once again. It's nice to be back. It's your favorite in therapist, and I hope you don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. I'm always here if you ever need to talk. Do not forget that. Thank you. See you next time. Bye.